Coaches, it's time to gear up for your next season. When tryouts roll around, you don't want to be scrambling to put together a plan for this year's team. Evaluation forms, goal-setting worksheets, team bonding activities. Having the right tools makes a huge difference. That's why Get the Pancake is committed to creating resources for volleyball coaches that are simple and fun to use. My personal recommendation, check out our Ultimate Packet. This 50-page download has every printable we offer at 20% off. Go to getthepancake.com today to get the tools you need to have your best season yet.
You're listening to the Get the Pancake podcast, helping volleyball coaches have their best season yet.
Hi, coaches. This is Whitney from the Get the Pancake podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about one of my absolute favorite coaching tools. And it might sound a little controversial, but I don't think it actually is. That coaching tool is peer pressure. Now, I know we hear growing up that peer pressure is bad and it's something that we should avoid, but it's actually something that we can use to our advantage, especially in a coaching situation. Let me tell you how peer pressure comes into play. Have you ever been in a match and maybe the other team calls a timeout towards the end of the set and maybe you're tied 23-23? It's your serve and your server starts panicking. They know that the other team is just trying to freeze her and there's a lot of pressure on her, not only to make a good serve, but even just to get the ball over and in. Now, if you haven't practiced serving under a lot of pressure, your player may or may not make the serve, but it's pretty likely that they're not gonna be confident as soon as the whistle blows. I'll give you another situation. Maybe you're in the fifth set and you know you're getting towards the end of the match and maybe the big blocker on the other team subs in and your team just feels, again, a lot of pressure to perform and maybe they start to panic because this girl is a brick wall or she's just hammering it down every time the set goes to her. Do you want your players to feel confident that they can overcome that pressure and deal with that high pressure situation? Or have you seen them cave in those types of situations? Although game time pressure isn't exactly the same as peer pressure, in my experience, it is a pretty good substitution, especially in practice when we're using it correctly. So what peer pressure does is it introduces pressure on our athletes where it feels the same, but the consequences are basically non-existent. So if we can properly use peer pressure in drills and design our practices to take advantage of the effects of peer pressure on our players, then they can learn how to perform under pressure and deal better with those stressful game situations. So the way I like to do this is by running drills where a certain level of performance is mandatory. And if a goal is not achieved, then the team is punished. Now, I've always been a coach who promotes avoiding physical punishments like running laps, but we're not taking it that far. So there have been studies in the past that show that exercise as punishment isn't great. But what they're really talking about is, for example, one of the articles that I read through was that you shouldn't tell your team, you know, after losing a big match to bring your running shoes tomorrow because we're running all practice. I don't think that type of punishment is very valuable. But I also feel like maybe we've crossed a line recently where we can't do anything except tell kids to try harder and clap for them. This is the pendulum swinging too far, in my personal opinion. And additionally, the way that we're going to use this exercise as quote unquote punishment, it's not really punishing them. And we're not using the exercise as the punishment. It's the peer pressure as punishment. So here's an example. I have a drill on getthepancake.com that's called Team Serving Challenge. Yes, very creative. To quickly simplify the drill, players have to make their serve in or else the team starts the drill over and there's a small amount of running slash conditioning associated with starting the drill over. Now, we're all human. If we can avoid extra running, that's what we'd prefer. So all of your players in this drill are wanting to avoid not only running, but wasting time by starting the drill over. In this specific drill, everyone serves one at a time, and there are all eyes on each server. Now put yourself in the place of your players. When your teammates are watching you, you feel the pressure. And now why is that? Because if you miss, the whole team is penalized. And although the player's punishment is running, they're not worried about running, even if that's what they say. They're worried about letting their teammates down. They want to fit in and make their serve over. This is peer pressure. We're mimicking the same feeling that your players will face in tough serving situations in a match. There are a lot of other benefits that I've seen with this drill too. For example, your players will learn that they need to support each other in tough moments. They'll learn that they can overcome challenges, and they'll also start to understand that if one person isn't performing, it can stall the progress of the whole team. So not only will they start to hold each other more accountable, they'll also understand how they play a role in the team's success as well. And what I really love doing is pointing all of these things out at the end of the drill. I'll often ask what they learned before I offer my own opinions, but if they don't have these answers, I like to point out that they are dealing with pressure, which, side note, I never call it peer pressure to my athletes. This is coach-to-coach talk, so we're going to call it what it is. But with my athletes, I'll just call it pressure. And we also learn how to support each other and the importance of supporting each other. And they may surprise you and give you some really great answers as well. Okay, so team serving challenge. That's probably my best example of using peer pressure. And I will link to that drill. I also have a video where I describe it in more detail. So that will be in the show notes. So how can you use peer pressure in your practices? First, I want you to identify a high-pressure situation that your team might have struggled with in the past. And just to give an example, let's say that you struggle to execute from serve receive. Honestly, that's probably everyone listening right now, so you might be able to identify with that. When we want to design a high-pressure serve receive drill, basically what you need is a performance goal and some sort of restriction and or punishment. So for example, if we're struggling with serve receive, you could have your lineup on one side and your subs serving from the other side. You want your team to be able to execute from serve receive. So what we're going to do is set the performance goal that our lineup has to get 3 successful attacks over the net and in order to rotate. Additionally, we want them to get through all 6 rotations before the drill ends. As you rotate and sub everyone in, you could also have a restriction like a timer going. I would suggest this maybe not the first time that you run the drill unless you have a high level team. Sometimes just the frustration of trying to get through all 6 rotations is enough pressure. But if you do want to add a restriction like time, I've found that 15 minutes is usually a good amount for younger and slower players who might need more coaching. 12 to 13 minutes could work for older players, but basically you're giving them about 2-ish minutes per rotation to get through the drill, and that's just a start. If your team breezes through this no problem, then you can change it the next time you run the drill. And if you want to add more pressure on top of this, you can make it more challenging by adding the requirement that the 3 hits need to be in a row or that they need to go to certain areas of the court. Be creative. So by the way, this is another drill that I have on getthepancake.com. It's called First Kill, and I'll link to that in the show notes as well. Now you'll notice in the drill First Kill, I didn't have a punishment. Sometimes just not making it through the drill on time is punishment enough. But if you want to add something like a lap or set of lines for each rotation that you didn't get through, I think that's fine. Now in the past, I might not have said that, but as I mentioned earlier in the podcast, I think we're treating our players with a little too much sensitivity these days, and running a lap for not getting through a rotation isn't going to kill them. It's fine. You're not punishing them by making them run for 2 hours straight. So just to review, you can use peer pressure in your practices to simulate game pressure. You just have to have that performance goal along with a restriction or punishment that gets each player focusing on the performance of the other players so that they have to work through it together and deal with that high pressure situation. I wanted to record this episode because the last few months I've seen coaches online asking how to simulate game-like pressure or get their players to perform better under pressure. And I've also seen coaches against the use of exercise as punishment or punishing the group for one person's mistakes. And I personally think it's fine to have some sort of punishment for the whole group based on one person's performance if it comes down to like a game-like pressure situation. It's not going to be comfortable, but neither is missing a serve on game point. We want to teach our players to be comfortable in that situation because they've seen it before, they've overcome it before, they know they can be successful in that situation. And if the first time that they're feeling pressure is on that serve, it's not going to go well. Thank you so much. Good luck, coaches. I hope that you are able to use peer pressure to help your teams. It is a positive thing because even though it's uncomfortable, we're helping them learn how to deal with those difficult feelings on the court. And we want to make sure that they know that they can deal with it. Thanks again for listening. And I hope to have you back for another episode of the Get the Pancake Podcast.